Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Go on, us. We thank you for your strength that is upholding us, giving us success, progress, and lead to victories. Thank you, Father. We thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for frustrating the plans of the enemy that way against us. Thank you, Lord, for your divine interventions that we get after we have prayed and fasted. Thank you for being so gracious unto us. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you for setting us on the path that leads to success and fulfillment of destiny. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace you have given to us to know you, to grow in the knowledge of you, to walk in the Spirit at all times, to live a holy life. Thank you for the grace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you because you have revealed to us the glorious future. You have set ahead of us. And thank you because you are holding our hands and you will take us into that future. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you have been so faithful to everyone in this ministry. We thank you for all the blessings and miracles we have gotten from you because of your faithfulness in this ministry. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for those divine revelations you give to us in dreams, in visions, even in our meditations. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening, this midnight, to seek your face, to call upon your name, because you cannot fail us. I ask that you move mightily among us as we pray tonight. I ask, O Lord, that you change our situations. I ask that you touch us from your throne and transform our lives in the name of Jesus. I ask that you give us great victories as we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to hit some worship songs. And after that, we'll pray with prayer points. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. We lift your name higher. Savior, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. We lie unto thee, O Lord. Who is lying unto thee, O Lord? O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. Doing wonders, hallelujah. We fly unto thee, O Lord, unto
You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the born, always like thee, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Jesus is worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Jesus is the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. Oh Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in watching. Glory to your name. You are the pillar that holds my life.
Jesus is the pillar.
You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. King of the universe, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Glorious God,
beautiful King.
Beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne.
Glorious God,
glorious God, beautiful King. Excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne.
We worship.
We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God.
We bow before your throne.
We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God.
How great is our God?
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God.
Covenant, looking God, there is no one like you, Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you, covenant-keeping God. Covenant-keeping God. There is no one like Him. King of Israel. There is no one like Him. Oh, who is wonderful, it's famous. Oh, is powerful, it's famous. Oh, is mighty, it's famous. Oh, is glorious, it's famous. Oh, is terrible. It's Jesus. Who is dangerous? It's Jesus. Who is mighty? It's Jesus. Who is powerful? It's Jesus. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, who we declare that we love you, we declare a living of lasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare. We declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. There is none like you.
There is none like you, Jesus.
There is none like you.
No one else.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom,
and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, above all wealth and precious of the earth. There's no way, there's no way to measure what you were. He was crucified. Crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and part of me above all, like a rose, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, and thought of me above glorious God. Beautiful King, excellent God, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King, excellent God, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Your name is higher than every other is. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He is the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue thou possess, that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
In Lord,
he is the Lord,
forever he is Lord,
he is Lord. Amen. Oh, he has risen from the dead. He is Lord.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. By your blood you crush principalities. Jesus,
by your name.
By your name, you established authority. Jesus,
not the righteous.
Jesus, the righteous. By your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Worship him. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise your Father, your God, your helper, your help, your deliverer, your restorer. Worship him, praise him for who he is. He's a faithful God, a compassionate God, a merciful God, a loving God. He's a good God, and there is no evil in him. He is full of light. It is light, and in him there is no darkness. Worship him. He is the truth, and in him there is no lie. In him there is no falsehood. In him there is no defeat. He is the Most High God.
is all-sufficient God. He's self-sufficient God. He's the Almighty God. The one who controls times and seasons. He controls all things. He controls the governments of nations. He controls the hearts of kings and governors and presidents. He controls the entire universe. We worship him. It determines the end of things even before they begin. Praise him. Only him can speak, and his words will come to pass. Only him can reverse irreversible things. Only him can do a thing, and no one can undo it. Only him can undo a thing and no one can do it. Praise him for who he is. He's a terrible God. A dangerous God. He is the consuming fire. The consuming fire. We praise you, O God of Israel. We praise you, O Lord of hosts. We praise you, Most High God. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for your dominion is over all. We praise you for your throne is above all. We praise you because your name is above all names. We praise you because your kingdom is above all kingdoms. We praise you, Lord, for you cannot fail. You have never failed. You cannot lose in any fight. You are always victorious over your enemies. We worship you, Lord. Be praised forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. So we need to thank him. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for all the good things you have done in my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have done in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank him. I thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have done in my life. All the good things you have released into my life. All the good things you have planted in my life. You have established in my life. I thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because in every day, all I see around me is your goodness. In every hour, all I see around me is your goodness. In every month, in every year, all I see is your goodness. All I see is your loving kindness. Thank you, Father, for being so good to me. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. Let's begin to thank him. We need to thank him for giving you grace to live a Christian life. We give you grace to live a original Christian life. For you to live righteously. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me grace to live the Christian life, to live a life that is pleasing in your sight, to live a godly and righteous life. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the grace. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. It takes God's power to live the Christian life. It takes grace to live the Christian life. We thank you, Father, for the grace you have given to me to live the Christian life, to live the life of Christ, to live a life that is righteous in your sight, a life that is pure, a life that is holy, a life that is godly. Thank you for the grace you have given to me to live the real Christian life. The real Christian life. Thank you for the grace you have given to me. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. He was going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you for keeping me from falling into those things I repented from. Father, thank you for keeping me from falling into those wrong things I repented from. I begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me from falling into the sins I had forsaken. Say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me from falling into the worldly things I had forsaken. The uncleanness, the unrighteousness I had forsaken. Thank you for keeping me from going back into them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping me in righteousness, in holiness, in purity. Thank you for keeping me from falling into sin. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping me from falling into temptations. Thank you for keeping me from embracing worldliness. Thank you for keeping me from yielding to the desires of my flesh. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that have sustained me in righteousness till today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. us, you whole Lord of hosts. Hearken to my voice. Send hell into my life from your throne, from your sanctuary. Raise up your right hand, say, O Lord of hosts, hearken to my voice. Send help to me from your sanctuary. Send help to me from your throne. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. O Lord of hosts, hear my cry tonight. Hear my cry as I pray, as I call on you. Hearken to my voice. Hearken to my requests. Hearken to my expectations. Hearken to my prayers. And send help to me from your throne, from your sanctuary. In the name of Jesus, O Lord of hosts, hearken to my voice, hearken to my supplications, hearken to my requests, hearken to my petitions, and send help to me from your throne. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray. We will say, Father, visit your works in my life and finish them. Visit the works you had started in my life and complete those works. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, visit the works you had started in my life. Nishe tegede hawa hashu shene neseselea. Visit your works that you have started in my body, soul, and spirit. Visit your works that you have started in my ministry, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. Visit your works that you have started in my marriage and finish them, complete them. For you are not a God that starts something and not finish. You are not a God that starts a work not completing. Oh Lord, visit the works, your works you have started in my life. I'll finish them. Finish them now. Finish them now. Visit those works. Complete them. Jesus. Complete them. Complete them. The good works that you started in my life. Oh Lord of hosts, visit those works now and complete them. The good works you started in my destiny, in my calling, in my ministry, in my career, in everything I do. The good works you had started. Oh Lord, visit those works and complete them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Be to say in the name of Jesus, let the Son of God touch everything that is stealing in my life. Everything that is stealing in my life, everything that is, every good thing that is stealing, every good thing that is sticking, about to fall, let the hand of God touch them and fix them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. To let the hand of God touch every good thing in my life that is failing and restore them. Every good thing in my life that is shaking and about to fall apart, about to fall away, let the hand of God touch them now. And fix them and restore them and heal them in the name of Jesus. Every good thing in my life that is already shaking and is about to fall away, every good thing in my life that is failing, let the hand of God touch them down and fix them. And restore them in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer very well. If maybe there's a part of your body that is failing, that is not functioning properly, then let the hand of God touch every part of my body that is failing, that is not functioning as it should, and heal them now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the Bible says that statement is a mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what does that mean? It means that presence of Jesus in you is an appointment for glory. The presence of Jesus in you is maybe I should say. Is a generator of glory. A generator of glory. So the fact that you have Christ in you means that you have the glory of God. Means that God can glorify you. Remember that Jesus prayed the prayer. He said, Father, glorify your Son, so that your Son may also glorify you. In fact, in a place Jesus said, Father, glorify your Son with the glory. He said, glorify me with the glory that I have with you in heaven before I came into the world. So Christ in you is indeed the hope of glory. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus. Let your presence in my life. Begin to produce a great glory that will glorify God in the heavens. So Lord Jesus, let your presence in me begin to produce the mighty glory that will glorify God in the head. Begin to pray that. Lord Jesus, let your presence in me begin to generate a mighty glory. Begin to radiate a great glory. Begin to produce a wonderful glory that will lead to the praise of God in the earth. That will make the whole world begin to praise the King of Glory. That will make the whole world begin to sing the praises of the Most High God. Lord Jesus, let your presence in me begin to produce a great glory. Such glory that eyes have not seen before. Such glory that will change everything in my life. Such glory that will change everything around me. Such glory that will change my life completely. Lord Jesus, let your presence in me begin to produce such glory right now in the name of Jesus. Your presence in me, let it produce great and mighty glory that will lead to the praise of God in the end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. What's the prayer? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's begin to place your right hand on your hand. We're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me, let my darkness turn into light right now. Let my problems turn into miracles right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like God. Bafash Christian Neto Hash to the Hassa. Diga de Shenedegra. Say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me, let my light turn into darkness. Let my darkness turn into light right now. Let my darkness turn into great light right now. Let my darkness turn into great light right now. Let my darkness turn into great light right now. Let my weakness turn into great strength right now. Let my shame turn into great honor right now. Let my problems turn into signs and wonders, into solutions, into miracles right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Christ in you, the hope of glory. By the reason of your presence in me, Lord Jesus, let my darkness turn into great light. Let my poverty turn into great prosperity. Let my scarcity turn into great abundance. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're still praying. Christ in you, the hope of God. Begin to place your right hand on your head. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me, let my captivity disappear right now. Let my captivity disappear. Here right now. Let my sickness disappear right now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. So let my limitations disappear right now. So Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me, let my bondage break into pieces right now. Let my captivity break into pieces right now. Let my oppression disappear right now. Let my sicknesses disappear right now. Rashad. In the name of Jesus, let every deposit of darkness in me disappear right now. Let every plantation of darkness in me disappear right now. Let every witchcraft attack in me disappear right now. Let every spell, witchcraft spell on me disappear right now. Let every curse disappear right now by the reason of your presence in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You need to know that the presence of Jesus in you already destroyed. Already have destroyed the curse God placed on Adam. Adam and Eve, you know, God placed curse on them when they sinned in the Garden of Eden. You know those curse God placed on them. So the presence of Jesus in us is equal to culmination of that cause, of the Adamic cause, or the Eve cause, the presence of Jesus in you means that that cause is broken. But many Christians, they like that life of cause. So every time they are always wanting the cause of Adam to function in their lives. Those have already been destroyed through Jesus. So why should you like to live under a cause that Jesus have already destroyed? So you are going to pray. You are still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me, let every cause that I've been walking in my life, every Adamic cause, every Eve cause that I've been walking in my life, let them disappear right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me. Thank you, Lord. By the reason of your presence in me, let the cause of Adam and the cause of Eve that has been walking in my life disappear right now. Let that cause disappear forever. God told Eve that whenever she's going to give birth, it will be in pains. That is a cause, and that cause has been destroyed in Jesus. So that means you don't have to give birth with pains. God caused Adam, and then he said he must suffer before he will have something to eat. That cause has been destroyed in Jesus. Which means you don't have to suffer before you find money to buy something to eat. You just need to serve God. You just need to serve God and please God, and then you will always have what you need. Pray this prayer seriously. So, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your presence in me, let the cause of Adam that is walking in my life appear right now. Let the cause of him that is walking in my life appear right now. For God has made Jesus a cause for me. When God hung him on the cross, when he was crucified on the cross, God has made him a cause. And when he died, the cause died. Adamic cause died when Jesus died. His cause died when Jesus died. So therefore, I am no longer a slave to the Adamic cause. I am no longer a slave to the Eve cause. Oh, Lord Jesus, let all these causes disappear in my life. Let them disappear from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. This Adamic cause also includes Paul says that anybody placed upon you, maybe somebody just open his or her mouth and begin to pronounce curses upon your life and begin to speak negative things into your life. Yeah, Jesus has destroyed those kind of curses. Or maybe it's an ancestral curse. Maybe it's a curse that runs through the bloodline. A curse that runs through your great grandparents, your ancestors. Jesus have destroyed that curse as well. Yeah, or maybe it's a curse that comes from God Himself. You know, there are curses that come from God Himself. You know that. Yeah, especially when your life is contrary to the word of God, when you are living a sinful life, there are curses in the Bible that are curses from God in the Bible that will rest upon your life when you are living in sin. But when you repent, Jesus will also take away even the curse from God. Jesus will take it away. Yeah, so the presence of Jesus in our lives is the best thing that can ever happen to any human being, to have Jesus. Yeah, it's the greatest gift ever to have. So you're going to pray, and you're still going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, by the presence of Jesus in me, let every ancestral curse, every witchcraft curse, speak in Jesus right now. Say, Father, by the presence of Jesus in me, let every inherited curse, every witchcraft curse, every curse from human beings, every curse from agents of darkness in my life, let them be broken in pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. And shed the tongue of Allah. Let every curse of darkness be broken right now by the presence of Jesus. By the presence of Jesus in me. Father, let every curse I inherited from my parents and ancestors break in pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, let every curse that was placed upon me through witchcraft in Jesus right now. Let every curse that is working in my life through pain break in Jesus right now. Let every curse that was pronounced upon my life by human beings, let them break in Jesus right now. By the presence of Jesus in me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's keep praying. Christ in you, the hope of glory, also has a lot to do with your character and attitude. In you, the hope of glory. That statement, Christ in you, the hope of glory, also has a lot to do with your character and attitude. Yeah. The Bible told us how Jesus lived. He lived a very humble life, a sinless life, a pure life. That is the kind of life Jesus lived. And the reward of such life, the Bible told us in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 9 to 11, as a reward, the Bible says, God highly exalted him. That is glory. So when you have the attitude of Jesus Christ in you, then you'll be sure that God will highly exalt you. When the same character that is in Jesus is prevailing in you, then you will be sure that God will elevate you, that heaven will promote you. So you are going to pray. If the character and attitude and lifestyle of Jesus is missing in your life, forget about the glory. There is no hope for glory. If the character and lifestyle and attitude of Jesus is missing in you, forget about glory, because there will be no hope for glory. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, transform my lifestyle, character and attitude to become like that of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, transform my character, lifestyle and attitude to become the same with that of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Foundation, pedigree. This talent is so professional. Transform my temper and attitude, lifestyle to become like that of Jesus, so that I can see the glory of God, so that I can experience the glory of God, so that I can manifest the glory of God, so that I can carry the glory of God, so that I can flow in the glory of God. Holy Spirit, transform my attitude, character, and lifestyle to become a gift of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Don't stop. on my prime time. Continue to pray that prayer. The Holy Spirit transform my character, transform my behavior, my attitude to become the same with Christ, to become the same with the life and nature in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The reason why the present church, I mean the church of God, this time is not seeing the glory of God is because we have stopped living the life of Christ. Now, the reason why glory is missing. Forget about whatever you are seeing now. Whatever you are seeing in the church, maybe the miracles you are seeing, the signs and wonders you are seeing, forget about all of that. That is not what we should be seeing. Yeah, we should see things far, far greater than those things we are seeing now. Yeah, so the glory is missing in the church. Yeah, the glory of God is missing. Whatever we are seeing is just demonstration of spiritual gift and maybe the corporate anointing. Yeah, the corporate anointing that we feel when we pray together. Yeah, but there is something greater than that we are not seeing in the church today. And the reason is because we have stopped living the life of Christ. That is why we are not seeing the glory of God. When you see the glory of God, you will know that whatever we are celebrating in the church today is nothing compared to what the glory of God has to offer us. It's nothing compared to what the glory of God has to offer this generation. So you're going to pray that prayer again. Until you begin to live the life of Christ, you will not see the glory of God. Maybe you can only see the shadow, but the real glory will be missing in your life. When you are in the glory of God, you will know that you are in the glory. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, destroy of sin in my life so that I can live the life that is in you. The Lord Jesus, destroy the strength of sin in my life so that I can live the life that is in you. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Lord Jesus, destroy the nature of sin in my life. Destroy the root of sin in my life so that I can live the life that is in you. Thank you, Lord. Are you really praying this prayer? The Lord Jesus, destroy the strength of sin in my life. Destroy the nature of sin in my life. Destroy the power of sin in my life. So that I can easily live the life that is in you. So that I can easily demonstrate the life that is in you. So that I can easily manifest the life that is in you. Destroy the roots of sin in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. The glory of God is a state of victory. A state of victory. That is the glory of God. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say in the name of Jesus. I arise from the state of defeat into the state of glory, of victory. I arise from the state of defeat into the state of victory right now. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, I rise from the state of defeat into the state of victory. By the power of God, I rise from the state of defeat into the state of victory. By the strength of God, I rise from the state of being oppressed by darkness into the state of dominion over darkness in the name of Jesus. By the authority of God, I rise from the state of oppression of darkness into a state of dominion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Because the glory of God is a state of victory. That means we must fight battles. The glory of God. We must fight our win battles to see the glory of God. Into the glory of God. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive power. Fight and win every battle between me the glory of God before me. In the name of Jesus, I receive power to fight and conquer every battle stopping me from entering into the glory of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, you receive power. I receive fire. I receive strength to fight and conquer battles standing between me and the glory of God before me, standing between me and the manifestation of the glory of God. I receive power to conquer them all. I receive fire to conquer them all. I receive power to conquer them all. Are you praying? I receive fire to conquer the battles of darkness standing between me and the manifestation of God's glory. I receive power to conquer them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Jesus said in a place in the scripture, he said, when men slept, the enemy healed. And so things among the weak, when men slept, when men slept. If your life is a ground that the enemy can come at any time and sow their evil seed, if your life has become a ground that the enemy can come in at any time to plant their evil, then there's no way you will witness the manifestation of God's glory in your life. Yeah. So you must not sleep. Because when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. You must not sleep. You must not sleep. Spirit, don't sleep. Yeah. Spirit, don't sleep. So, what I mean by you not sleeping means your spirit man must always be alive. Your spirit man must always be awakened, be sensitive, be strong, such that the enemy is not able to come and sow their evil seed in your life. If your spirit man is strong, you are not going to be hidden in the dream. Yeah, someone will not be coming to feed you with food in the dream. Yeah, or you hit and then nothing happened. If your spirit man is on fire, yeah, it's either the enemy won't be able to, they will not be able to near you to feed you in the dream, or even when they feed you in the dream, it will not produce the effect they want it to produce. Even when you're in the dream, it will not succeed because you are not sleeping. Because your spirit is awake. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to receive fire of the Holy Ghost. Make my spirit man always. Make my spirit man to be alive always. To be sensitive always. To be awakened always. To stop every darkness that is trying to come in into my life. To stop every seed of darkness that is trying to come into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, make my spirit man always alive, always awakened. If your spirit man is alive, demons will not come to have sex with you in the dreams. If your spirit man is alive, the agents of darkness, they will not come to initiate you in the dreams. The fire of the Holy Ghost, set my spirit on fire. Make my spirit alive always. Make my spirit strong always. Make my spirit sensitive always. To reject every evil Satan sends into my life. To reject every evil Satan and his agent fires into my life. To block them, to reject them, make my spirit man strong always, make me alive in the spirit, make me always alive in my spirit, fire of the Holy Ghost, make me always strong in my spirit, make me always sensitive in my spirit. Make me always powerful in my spirit to reject every plantation of darkness, to reject every deposit of darkness, to reject every initiation of darkness, to reject every corruption of darkness. Make my spirit always alive. Always on fire, always strong, always powerful, to reject pollution of darkness, to reject demonic meals in the dreams, to reject abuse in the dreams. When your spirit is alive and powerful, you will overcome when you have been attacked in your dreams, because your spirit is the one that deals with the realm of dreams. Pray this prayer. Say, oh Lord, empower my spirit man to reject evil the enemy throws at me. Empower my spirit man to reject every initiation of witchcraft, corruption of darkness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. When men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every spiritual coldness. Every spiritual lukewarmness, every spiritual coldness, that is filling my prayer life. I cast them out right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I reject every coldness, every lukewarmness, healing my spiritual life, healing my prayer life, healing my Bible study life. I reject them. I cast them out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you are sleeping. Whenever you are prayerless, prayerlessness means you are sleeping. And then it means that you are a prey to the enemy. They will finish you when you are prayerless. Continue to pray. Say, I reject every coldness, every lukewarmness that is killing my prayer life. I reject them. I push them out now of my life. I push them out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of lukewarmness, come out of my life right now. Every spirit of unseriousness towards spiritual exercises, unseriousness towards spiritual things, unseriousness towards prayers, unseriousness towards a Bible study and meditation. I cast out such spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be spiritually asleep. I refuse to be spiritually dead. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. I'm still coming back to Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said it earlier that if the same character and attitude of Jesus is prevailing in your life, there is no doubt that heaven will elevate you. There's no doubt that heaven will glorify you and promote you. One of the enemies of God's glory is pride. That is one of the enemies of God's glory. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, every spirit of pride that is walking in my life, come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray, every spirit of pride that is walking in my life, that will not allow me to experience the glory of God, come out right now. Come out of me, spirit of pride. Come out of my life, spirit of pride. Come out of my life, spirit of pride. Come out of my life, right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. begin to see spirit of pride come out of my life. I want to experience the glory of God. I want to experience the elevation of God. I want to experience the exaltation of God. I want to experience the promotion of God. Spirit of pride, come out of my life. You will not destroy my life. You have no place in my life. Spirit of pride, come out of my life. You will not destroy my calling. You will not destroy my destiny. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have five more prayer points. You are still going to pray. Another enemy of God's glory is arrogance and rebellion. Arrogance is when you are doing what is wrong and you are proud of it. Yeah, that's arrogance. You are doing what is wrong and you are celebrating it. You are happy about it. That's arrogance. Rebellion is intentional violation of God's law. Intentional, deliberate violation of God's covenant, God's judgment, God's instructions, God's commandment. That is rebellion. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. An arrogant person does not like to be corrected. Every time he or she is being corrected, it will be you inflicted pain on that person. An arrogant person don't want to be corrected. They want to continue to do that which is wrong. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, every spirit of arrogance and rebellion that is working in me, that don't want me to experience the glory of God, come out of my life. Open your mouth and pray that. Come out in the name of Jesus. My life is not your dwelling place. My spirit, soul, and body is not your dwelling place. Spirit of rebellion, come out of my life. Spirit of arrogance, come out of my life. You will not destroy my life. You will not destroy my destiny. You will not destroy my calling. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out of my life. Every spirit of arrogance, every spirit of rebellion that don't want me to fulfill my destiny, that don't want me to become who God says I am, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Come out of my life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. Another enemy of God's glory is, I don't have the English to use, I don't want to use the word hatred, is lack of love. Lack of love. Lack of love for God and lack of love for the people of God. If true love is missing in your life, you will be disqualified from experiencing the glory of God. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, every spirit of self-centeredness is killing the love of God in me, that is killing true love in me. Come out of my life right now. Spirit of self-centeredness, healing true love in me, healing the love of Christ in me, come out right now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to feel like that. We say, come out right now. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of self, every spirit of flesh that is killing the love of Christ in me, healing the love for others in me, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have three more prayer points. We need to pray. We need to say, Father, release your blessing into my hand. And let everything I do with my two hands begin to excel and succeed and prosper from today onward. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, release your blessings into my hands. Release your blessings into my hands. Let everything I do with this hand from this day onward begin to succeed and excel and prosper in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, bless my hands for prosperity. Bless my hands for signs and wonders. Bless my hands for breakthroughs and progress. Bless my hands for excellence. Bless my hands for success, for great achievement. Bless my hands for increase. In the name of Jesus, every cause in my hands, let your blessing destroy it now. Father, let your blessing destroy whatever cause is in my hands. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, hold me by the hand. Me into the next level of greatness you have prepared for me. The Father, by your mercy, hold my hand and take me to the next level of greatness you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and pray, God. By your mercy, hold my hand and take me into that next level, into that level of greatness you have prepared for me. Take me into that fullness you have prepared for me. Take me to that place in glory, that place in greatness you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, by your mercy, hold my hand and take me there. Hold my hand and take me there. You are the one that lifts up a man, and nothing will be able to bring down that man. No matter how hard they try, they cannot bring down the man you have exalted. Oh Lord, hold my hands and take me into that place of greatness you have prepared for me. Lord, into your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now remember that, please, in the scripture where Jesus said to the disciples, he said, whatsoever you bind in the earth shall be bound in heaven. What does that mean? Of course, it means many things. There's a lot of messages to bring out of that verse. A lot of revelations in that verse. Yeah, but one of them is this. Now, when Jesus said, whatsoever you bind in the earth shall be bound in heaven. It means that except it is bound in heaven, it cannot be bound in the earth. So it means up to this very moment, heaven controls what happens in the earth. So if your greatness has not been authorized in heaven, it will not appear in the earth. Yeah. So heaven is still controlling the affairs of the earth. So that is why Jesus is saying, heaven is waiting for you. So you just bind, and then heaven will press the button. Bind. Yeah. So it's not when you bind and then you see you see the result. It is not the fact that you opened your mouth and say bye that actually produced the result. It is in the fact that heaven pressed the button bind. That is why when you say bind, it happens. I don't know if I get to my point. So any man that will be great and successful must should I say it? For you to be great and successful in this earth, then everyone must authorize it. Yeah, it must first happen in heaven. Then it will appear in the end. I don't know if you are getting my point. Yeah, it's just like you it's just like you press a button here, and as you are pressing it, they are pressing it in heaven. As the same button you are pressing here, they are pressing it in heaven. So you are seeing results after pressing that button because they pressed the same button in heaven. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy, authorize my greatness in heaven. Authorize my greatness from heaven. For I know that once it is done in heaven, it will surely appear in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, authorize my success from heaven. Authorize my breakthroughs from heaven. Authorize my progress from heaven. Authorize my greatness, my elevation from heaven in the name of Jesus. And hope you're praying. Authorize my greatness from heaven. Authorize my healing from heaven. Authorize my deliverance from heaven. Authorize my connection with destiny helpers from heaven. Authorize my promotion from heaven in the name of Jesus. For I know that once it is done in heaven, it will surely happen in the end. O Lord of hosts, authorize my greatness from heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are grateful for this hour of prayer. We are grateful for your presence that is here. We thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for the prayers you have led us to pray by your Spirit. Thank you for the answers we have gotten already. Thank you, Lord, for a new dawn of great things that is coming upon us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great grace that you have given to us to live the real Christian life. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the assurance that we have that our lives shall no longer remain the same. Thank you for the assurance that we have that we will experience a great turnaround. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show your people mercy. Let every prayer we have said to your ears in this prayer session turn into testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let every prayer everyone have prayed here tonight turn into miracles in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the forces of darkness that want to put you to shame and disgrace shall be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Your God shall defend you. Your God shall fight for you. Your God shall supply your need in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that all that you lay your hands upon shall prosper in Jesus' name. Every spirit that don't want you to experience the glory of God, I separate them from your life right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of laziness and unseriousness concerning spiritual things, concerning obeying the word of God, I cast them out of your life right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall begin to enjoy the fullness of those blessings henceforth in the name of Jesus. You shall begin to enjoy the fullness of God's glory from now henceforth in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord of hosts take away from your life every plantation of darkness, every seed of evil. Let the hand of God uproot them from your life in the name of Jesus. The intention of God, the will of God, shall prevail in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen.